Hi, everybody. This is Angel Life Makeover, and I am your host, Andrea Dumbecki. You can reach me at angelfairyhealing.com. I am excited to connect with everybody and talk about getting our groove back on. I have a few announcements. You can follow me on YouTube, where there's lots of great angel healing videos, lots of long meditations and things. That's Angel Fairy Healing. You can also follow me on TikTok. I have a free Facebook group, and I would love to connect with all of you on a deeper level. I am starting the Angelic Self-Mastery Program in March. That's starting March 9th, and we will be diving into the aspects of self-mastery with the angels. So we'll be spending 3 months. 1 month will be intuition, 1 month will be healing, and 1 month will be manifesting. We'll have some great little bonuses in there, like angel Reiki attunements, and we will be really focusing on our personal evolution. This group size is limited, so I will have lots of one-on-one time with everybody, with the group, and I also am offering different tiers for the class. So I'm offering just the class, or you can have class and session packages where you can have more one-on-one sessions to support you during that time. So I'm excited to release this class, as I think it's really important for us right now to work on mindset, self-help, self-mastery, and really dive into those three aspects of personal evolution: intuition, manifesting, and healing, and of course, working closely with my favorite realm, the angels. The angels are wonderful guides to help us with ascension right now. So if you'd like to find out more about that class, you can look on my website, angelfairyhealing.com. I will be also doing like a free intro class. If you'd like to get to know me and how I work, my classes involve channeling for the group, guided meditations, lots of journaling, healing activations, giving you guys lots of tools to work with the angels. And I like to create these 3 month containers because I really feel we can dive deep with that consistency and that group momentum. My passion is to help others heal with the angel realm. I think it's really important to do our personal work right now. That's the best way that we can help the planet, help our community, help our family, is to really do our inner work. The other class I am releasing is the Spring Fairy membership, and that will have three classes and then also some reading upgrades, email readings, or fairy soul therapy readings. The Fairy Spring subscription is really exciting for me. I did the winter and I did the fall one, and it's a great way to consistently stay connected to the fairy realm and also the energies of the season. So whether you're an angel lover or a fairy lover, I have lots of options for you guys. I also always offer my private sessions. I do soul origin readings, past life readings, angel readings, fairy readings, and I also do spiritual mentoring. I just released a program, a one-on-one, where we will work together three times each month for 3 months. So that's like about 9 sessions plus some energy work. It's a great container for deep healing and exploration of the self. I'm dedicated to helping people explore their spiritual gifts and also to learn how to heal themselves. So today's topic is getting your groove back. And this feels really important because I really feel that with COVID happening, we kind of have a lot of healing to do. I keep hearing people say that collectively we have like a hangover from the energy of that. Like, it was a lot of dense energy on the planet, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear. And so I really feel we needed some extra energy to boost ourselves up and to really acknowledge what all of we have been through, what we've been through energetically, collectively, as we usher the planet through these great changes. I also seen a lot of fear-mongering on the internet, lots of conspiracy theories still coming out there. And I want to remind everybody to stay in your power and know that you are a light worker. This is the time that you came for, to usher in the light. So stay in your power, send earth healing, and really watch what you are feeding into. If you're reading a news article and you're filled with fear, if you're watching a video, really pay attention to that, because I was getting sucked into that and I really had to unplug and realize, like, let me go to the true news, right? Let me go meditate, go within, connect in with Mother Earth, connect in with all the healers, connect in with all the spiritual guides, and check on the state of the planet and the universe, and kind of send light and healing, because we get mesmerized by the media, by the human matrix, and by other people's belief systems. There's also lots of different theories flying around. So I really recommend that everybody trust their own inner self when they're listening to people, when they're reading stuff, because there's so much new information coming through. There's lots of great positive information coming through too. But we want to watch fearful theories and what we are feeding our mind, body, and spirit. So we are talking about getting your groove back. And I was watching Wakanda Forever, and Angela Bassett is the queen, and I was thinking, oh, that movie, how Stella got her groove back. And I kept thinking of the groove energy. What is your groove? And then my husband reminded me of the Disney movie, The Emperor's New Groove. And I was having all this joy in my spirit about the energy of getting on your groove, right? What is your groove? Your flow, your joy, your happiness. How to get your groove back. Your groove could be for self-healing, for manifesting, for opening new opportunities, for feeling comfortable in your own skin and feeling joyful. So I felt lots of deep energy downloads coming through for this, because I feel many of us have been hitting deep challenges, whether that's karmic challenges, dark nights of the soul. And then we can kind of think like, do I have a lot of bad luck? Like, I caught myself telling someone the other day that I had 7 years of bad luck. And I'm like, why did I say that? But I was like, well, you know, because I feel like it's been an uphill battle for a 7 years, like fighting the old energies, fighting your own ancestral limitations, fighting your own negative minds, feeling like you can't create on earth or feel comfortable on earth, feeling like you're always, you know, fighting against some power against you, whether it's the patriarchy, the government, the money system, the work system. I'm fighting against all these systems that feel like you can't win. And I think that this is the energy of ascension now. This is the energy of evolution. And I wanted to kind of get on and do a pep talk for everybody and talk about my experience with this, because I know it hasn't been easy. I'm excited. I mean, I'm glad that I have my tools. I'm committed to my inner work. But I don't remember it always being this hard to just exist. But I think that that's because this is our job right now. Our job right now is to master our vibration, to hold a high vibration on the planet, and to really understand our level of alignment, creation with our own energy, thoughts, intentions, and our place, our role on the planet. Now, being in my 40s now, I really feel like I'm experiencing new levels of growing into my power as a light worker, as someone who can create in the physical. Also recently, like last year, my father died. So now I have both my parents are on the other side. That's a huge shift. And it's like after you go through the cave of resistance, of fear, of stress, of grief, you realize that this is a path of power, right? I'm stepping into a leadership. And I think many of us are feeling this now. It's like no one's going to save us but us. I mean, of course, we're connected to God and the angels, but we're the ones that have to take action. We're the ones that have to practice faith, believe in the goodness, believe that we can create miracles, believe that we can lead on earth, and then we can be the shelter for others. We can be the inspiration for others. But we have to get our mind right, right? We can't just like lay on the floor and cry and feel powerless all the time. So when I brought in this energy with the angels of getting our groove back, it was about confidence. It was about joy, magic, happiness. And so there's different aspects of it that we want to cover. One is like really doing a life review is, when were you the happiest? Were you, you know, for me, I remember it's like when I was creating jewelry, doing lots of art, when I would create like these sanctuaries in my home. I remember being a teenager and like painting my bedroom and like doing beaded necklaces, doing lots of art, creating things. And I felt the happiest also when I was doing yoga, when I was gardening, when I was painting on my easel, when I'm around like-minded friends, when I feel safe and happy. And so I want to bring that energy back of like knowing thyself. So how do we get your groove back? Number one, we want to talk about our hobbies, the things that we love. And why do we deny that? I'm someone who's very creative. I'm also like a lover of Disney and cute things like Totoro and all that kind of like really cute stuff, you know, like Rainbow Bright, My Little Pony. And I resist that sometimes. I think, oh, that's childish, but my soul loves it. So that's really important. If you have hobbies or likes that you think are immature or silly, that it's really important to listen to your inner child and just be yourself and, you know, let go of that judgment, because those are the things that you know, like, whether you like to collect stuffed animals and toys and you're a grown up, or, you know, you like to go to kids' cartoon movies, or you want to garden a lot, or you want to study specific things like bird watching or herbalism. I'm really embracing what your soul wants and just not caring if it's cool or what other people would think. It's really about owning that joy. And also the inner personal truth. This is really important too, because a lot of our families or people in the world could be like, you should do this career, you should live your life this way, but we're never going to be happy unless we listen to our own inner truth. Now, when we're not in our power totally, in our inner truth, or we're not seeing our dreams come to fruition, it's really easy to give into everybody else's opinion of what you've done wrong with your life, how you should live your life in the future. And that's number two. What we're talking about is living your own truth, living your own destiny, owning your destiny, and really having that tunnel vision, staying in your own lane and believing in yourself and your vision. If you want to write books, if you want to teach classes, if you want to work certain places, just getting everyone else out of your head and owning your power of your destiny, even if you're going through a low time of doubt or lack in any way. I think that's when we're most susceptible to everybody getting in our head. That's like, oh, you made the wrong decisions. Now, I want to remind you that the only people that are doing that are the people that are dominant, invasive controllers anyway. And if you look at your life, no matter what you're doing, those people are going to have opinions of it. So it's important to get all the quote naysayers or Debbie Downers out of your head and believe in your destiny and go on your mission. Now, this is really important for me because I've had visions of children's books and angel classes and women's retreats and oracle decks for years and years. And I used to work only in the corporate world. And my inner soul, my heart said, you have to leave and do this. Now, I still dabble in that other work. I still do other things. But I've dedicated a lot of my time to my spiritual work, to my artwork. Now, at times my ego could doubt that, could say, what are you doing? Your life's not on track. Yet the joy of my soul says, this will work out. It will work out. So I really want to bring that in for light workers, for creative people, for those of us that have a really unique life purpose to kind of release our karmas around being an artist, being a healer, being a creative, and really bring in that abundance, that joy of our own path. And so that's how to get your groove back. Because if you keep denying who you are, feeling bad about you, who you are, then you have like one foot in, one foot out. You left the corporate world, you're doing your healing work, yet you're always doubting it and you want to crawl back, yet that doesn't feel right. So you're kind of like stuck in between the two worlds and you're really in a state of disempowerment. It's really important to let go of the past. This is so important right now because we're doing things in a whole new way and we need to believe in ourselves and our sovereignty. Our sovereignty is our wholeness. We're reaching new levels of abundance and soul wholeness where it's not totally about actions, it's about consciousness. What does that mean? When it's about consciousness, it means that we are in a state of abundance. We are in a state of love. We are in a state of miracle opportunity. And then we see that. And it's not about doing everything the right way, the way people say we should. It's really about stepping into the consciousness of heaven on earth and our greater self. And so what is that? That's a new consciousness on the planet. I mean, years ago, my parents' generation, the generation before, they got one job at like a bank or something, and that's what they did their whole life. The world has changed now. We are breaking out of those matrixes, and it's kind of hard because we trigger lots of fears of survival. But I want to tell you right now that all the fear of survival is an illusion. That's where the matrix gets us, and that's where our sovereignty wants to be activated. Now, with that said, remember that we are only in charge of ourselves, and it's really important for us to do our work and see, you know, where we are directed to help others, but everybody's on a different path. Get your creative groove on, follow your inner truth with your life destiny. Also, I want to talk about body, mind, spirit, wellness. There's so many things out there now. I always say find the things that make you feel great. Sometimes doing Qigong or breath work really give me a great new mindset, really change my luck. If I sit there and I breathe for 20 minutes or an hour, I do my Kundalini breathing, some stretching, meditating, prayer. But if I really take that time for myself, for that self-retreat, I will reset to inspiration and I'll start to receive lots of inspiration. So we're also going to work on beliefs today. What negative beliefs do you have? What regrets do you have? Where do you need to forgive yourself and others? We really got to take out that emotional garbage. That's important for getting your groove back, because sometimes we think like, oh, how do I get so weighed down? How did I get here? How did I get so tainted? And then we have a long list of things that have gone wrong for us, right? And we want to release that. We want to release that energy, and we want to be in the energy of creation. Right now, what are you going to create? Are you going to build a garden? Are you going to paint a picture? Are you going to call in a beautiful house, vacation, partner, friends, new clothing? What are you going to call in? Or maybe you're calling in charity work. Maybe you're going to manifest something for others. But it's really about focusing on creating now versus focusing on past trauma or past failures, right? We want to like energetically burn the past, take the wisdom, but don't judge what happened. Oh, that was bad luck, or, you know, release it, neutralize it, and know that right now we're going to be in alignment with our destiny. We're going to get our groove back. So we're also going to, as we connect with our groove today, we're going to connect with our higher self and the beautiful soul colors that you have. We feel our higher self like kind of energetically above our head, above our crown chakra. And we want to see what colors our soul has, and they're coming down into our body and their connection to our beautiful self. Maybe there's shapes in there, maybe there's symbols. We want to just kind of really heal that connection to our higher self, to our joy, to our unique mission. And we want to also ask the angels to help heal anywhere that's severed. How do we get severed from our higher self? Well, this is a good question. I really think it's fear. It's a lot of like negative vibrations kind of disconnect us from the truth. So it's really great to consciously connect with your higher self. That's a higher perception, unlimited energy, unlimited nourishment. Let's do that together right now with the angels. So we're going to connect with our higher self. We're going to get our groove back. And we want to define groove. What is groove? Groove is the joy of being. Our unique, miraculous, joyous soul flow, the things that we love to do, our destiny, we're bringing that energy in and we are feeling our soul colors come back, and we're just releasing any emotional blockages with grace, right? I'm hearing from the angels, that's how we get disconnected from our higher self too. We get really caught up in emotional blockage. You're really mad at someone. You're really discouraged by something. You're really grieving something. We want to keep that energy moving. And now we want to start to believe in our good luck, believe in good things for our future, believe that we can be joyful and just releasing any other energies and any negative things you've said. Just cancel those out. Like me saying I had 7 years of bad luck. What does that mean? I want to uplift my perception. I want to bring in good luck now with the angels. I want to activate my groove. So simple ways to get your groove back. Do something you love. Believe in yourself. Release negative attitudes. Embrace faith, joy, envision a beautiful future. Anchor that beautiful future in. And release any naysaying thoughts that say you can't have that, or things won't get better, or that problem won't be solved. I see again and again throughout my life that I've worried about something for years even, and one day it's just solved. Now, did I need to worry about it for years? Well, that's part of my wisdom. That's part of my growing. So what did I learn from that? That every time I have a big problem, a big thing that I have resistance to, is to keep having faith that it will work itself out, and that I'm safe in the universe, and that life is good, and that the universe is good. So bringing in everybody's soul colors, getting our groove back, and encouraging you to live your destiny and play your part in the creation of the new earth. The angels are coming through, the archangels are coming through, and they're just kind of sitting with everybody, helping you to get your confidence back fully, your backbone, and also to really awaken your higher knowing. We're awakening your higher knowing that you know what your place is in the universe, that you know how to create the things that you need. You know how to create abundance. You know how to get answers. You know how to heal yourself. You know how to uplift others in the world, that you know you are so wise. So one more way to get your groove back, the angels say, is to have fun. Take breaks and have fun. Okay? I remember when we were kids or teenagers, every Friday night we had movies, pizza, fun with friends, board games, video games, whatever you did. It's really important to do that as adults. Make those fun dates with yourself, your family, your friends. You know, regularly, just take that break, go out to the movies, you know, go do something fun. Stop trying to heal the world, fix your own life, figure things out, worry about things. Really owning your time. So fun, creativity, all these positive energies of getting your groove back. I'm sending you lots of love and angel prayers, and I hope that you get your groove back if you lost it, and the angels are sending boosts of positive energy to awaken your groove and to awaken the unique colors of your beautiful soul. And if you'd like to connect more, I have a free Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. You could also check out my YouTube channel. I offer private sessions, and I have some great classes coming up. I have the Angelic Mastery Program starting in March, and also the Spring Fairy Subscription. You could find out more about all of those on my website, angelfairyhealing.com. I'm praying for all of you, and I'm excited about personal growth. I think we should all be excited about this right now, because we are changing in such amazing ways. And I know you're all noticing that. Maybe you have a little period of darkness, but then you make a breakthrough and then it happens again. Now, this is the path of ascension now, is that we are learning how to anchor in the high frequencies. As we do that, we are also really seeing clearly where our limitations kick us, right? Maybe you've moved forward a lot and you're really abundant, and then all of a sudden the fears about lack come back. Or maybe you're better and you healed yourself, and then you have a fear of disease that keeps you awake at night. We want to face our fears and bring faith to our fears and really affirm the truth of the universe, and that's health, abundance, heaven on earth, miracle healing, miracle consciousness, breaking out of all limitations. So thanks for listening today, and I'm wishing you lots of positive energy. I hope your angels are close to you. I'm praying for you. I'm sending angels to help you in all perfect ways for your highest good. And again, if you want to connect with like-minded people, come check out my free Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. I share lots of regular inspiration in there, lots of free classes, and you could really keep updated about what I'm up to. Thanks for listening.